You have reached
Ed Sheeran.
So you can keep me.
The Cooper Lawrence Show on 106.1 BLI.
So when people listen to the entire album, what's the main feeling you want people to walk away with?
That it is the best album in the last 10 years, I hope. They listen to it and think that, but if they don't think that, I hope they listen to it and go, oh, that was good. I like that.
What are you listening to now? What are you into that's blowing you away?
I sounds really weird, but to be honest, I haven't really listened to much other than myself in a while, just because I've had to listen to all the mixes of the album, and then the album being mastered, and then songs have been redone, so I listen to like little bits that have been turned down and turned up, and the drums are coming out and this. So I've literally spent the last month listening to nothing but myself. I know that sounds weird, but yeah, it's been kind of like preparing it to come out.
I don't think that sounds weird. I published 6 books, and whenever I'm writing another book, I've discussed this many times with my editor. She's always like, you should read this. I can't read anything while I'm writing because I find that it seeps in somehow, and I don't want to either be accused of stealing something. I don't want the influence. I want to stay to my own thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, whatever you do has been done before in some way. I get today the amount of people have been like, this song sounds like this song, or this song. Half the songs I've never even heard of, and I think you just open yourself up to it when you release something.
You know, that's a great segue to my last question for you. You know, I always ask musicians this: when you think about the different genres of music, like rock or disco or rap, like different genres that have come and gone over the years, is there a new genre that you see emerging? Is there something that you could actually define or put your finger on?
I've actually been speaking about this. I actually think that because of Spotify and iTunes and the kind of modern album is not an album, it's not a body of work anymore, it's songs that you can pick off, and therefore you can have an Eminem fan who is also a Metallica fan, who is also a Martin Garrix fan, and have all 3 songs on their iPod. I actually think that genres will cease to exist soon. I don't think people, you won't be like, I like hip hop, or I like, you know, like if you were in the 90s and you like hip hop, you would just buy a Nas record and then just buy a Jay-Z record. Like now, people would have a Nas record next to a Skrillex record, and they'll have a Skrillex record next to a Taylor Swift record. And I just think what these playlists are doing, creating people, genres are disappearing, and it's just music. People just be like, I'm a fan of music, rather than I'm a fan of set genres. So I think genres are becoming less and less relevant.